best ballpark dogs and the best baseball talk you can find. So kick back with your bacon and eggs and pour yourself a mimosa while Phillies announcer Greg Murphy and Green Legion Radio's Chris Sack break down your fightin' Phils and take you around the league right now on Baseball Brunch. Play ball!
And good morning, Philadelphia. We are broadcasting to you live down at Xfinity Live, 1100 Social, right here off of Patterson, 11th Street, right outside of Citizens Bank Park, as we bring you in to Phillies baseball against the Marlins this afternoon. Hello, everybody. Again, welcome to Bud Light Baseball Brunch, powered by Green Legion Radio, here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, 104.1 in the Trenton area, WDAS AM around the rest of the Delaware Valley, or just simply download that iHeartRadio app. I've been harping on it all season long. It just makes your life easier. You can listen to us anywhere, crystal clear, worldwide. I'm Chris Sack of Green Legion Radio, and my co-host here needs no introduction, as he has his own fan club in the house, MERS Fan Club, off of Twitter. Phillies broadcaster and play-by-play guy, Greg Murphy. What's up, Murph?
Good morning, and great to be here. Thankfully, the heat is gone. It is a gorgeous morning down here in South Philadelphia. Got a great crowd out here, which is a lot of fun. Thanks for being here with us, and a little bonus baseball over at the ballpark, which in the grand scheme of things, not exactly a good thing after the way it played out last night. But I was personally glad they didn't finish that game last night. They'll get back out on the field at 1 o'clock today, hopefully quickly get a win in Saturday's game, and then worry about Zach Wheeler and the Marlins coming up after that. So let's win two today. Why not?
Absolutely. Right? I'll tell you what, Murph. I've felt empty inside the last couple weeks because I have not gotten mad at the Phillies bullpen, and then they do it to me last night.
Well,
They just do it to me again. But I'll tell you what, this first segment is brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. This is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organization, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion to get 10% off your next order, regardless of how much. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That is www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. Before we dive into anything, first and foremost, I'd like to wish my beautiful mother, who's here today, Karen Sack, I'd like to wish her a happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, happy birthday,
Mom. Love you so much. Thank you for all that you do. And that's a happy moment for us. What do you got, Murph?
Yeah, and I'd like to jump in and wish Christy Lynn over there, who has been so good to
me.
You mentioned the fan club. It's also her birthday today.
There you go.
So happy birthday to Christy Lynn. And it is 30, and we're holding on to 30, right? Okay.
There Speaking of shots, and those are happy moments for us here, but I'd like to dedicate today's show and a somber moment to a Green Legion legend, Alex Donahue, who passed away a couple weeks ago. Alex was a big proponent of Green Legion. He loved Bud Light Baseball Brunch. He was here for our first Baseball Brunch tailgate. So before we dive into anything Phillies related, I would like to say to everybody here, thank you guys for showing up on behalf of our buddy Alex, who we put to rest the other day. And I know I said this with my pet peeves a couple shows ago here down at 1100 Social. I'm not a big fan of doing Eagles chants, but I think in honor of Alex, we do owe him one good Eagles chant. So if everybody can join our esteemed leader, Quimby.
Do you know this one, Quimby? You know this?
I'm pretty sure he knows. Here we go, Quimby.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That one is for you, Alex, and thank you for all that you did for us here at the Green Legion and being a awesome fan of the program and being an awesome friend to us here at the Green Legion. So today, this show is for you. Now, let's go ahead, Murph, because we have tickets to give away.
Of course we do. That's what we do here at the Bud Light Brunch, right?
We are giving people here at Bud Light Baseball Brunch. So, Murph, take it away.
All right, we're giving away four tickets for this Friday, July 23rd, against the Atlanta Braves, 7:05 here in South Philadelphia at the ballpark. In order to win, you must answer in the comment section on the Green Legion YouTube channel, the Green Legion Facebook page, or at our Twitter handle, at Green Legion. All right, so here's the question, folks. Get ready. Phillies All-Star catcher JT Realmuto hit a home run in this past Tuesday's All-Star game at Coors Field in Denver. He became the fifth Philly ever to hit a home run in the All-Star game. Who was the last Philly to hit a home run in the All-Star game, and what year did they do it? before JT accomplished that feat the other night. The answer and the winner of the tickets will be announced at the top of our second segment. I see folks on their phone already. They're either Googling or they're sending the answer in. Whichever. It's fine.
I want to see who's paying attention during the off week. So I think this is a good way to bring everybody back for the second half of Phillies baseball, because we are primed to make a run here, Murph. I'm telling you, I'm feeling really good. And it's not just about what's going on with the Phillies as a whole, you know, because they did have that very successful road trip, their best road trip, 5-2 since 2014.
How about that?
Crazy, right? I mean, that's how putrid this team has been on the road over the last 6 years prior to this year. But out of the box here, as we tend to always like to do, and we didn't have a lot going on with the Phillies. I mean, you know, last week we broke the news on our show about the COVID-related issue going on in the Phillies clubhouse. We didn't have Aaron Nola. But I'll tell you what, Murph, that game right there was the best game that Joe Girardi has managed in Philly with the Phillies since he got here year and a half ago. And, you know, I was very pleasantly surprised with how he put things together, and he relied on Ranger Suarez for 2 1/3. And I know right now we're not feeling really good about that moment from last night, but 2 1/3 inning save. I had on here that that's the first time that a Phillies reliever had to record 7 or more outs to save a game decided by one run since Don Carmen threw 3 scoreless innings and a 1-0 win on June 19th, 1985 against the Cardinals.
That's a good little nugget you got there.
That's a great nugget, you know, it, which is funny because it was before I was born, but actually my mom was pregnant with me at that time. So funny to think about. So, I don't want to age you any more than you already tend to age yourself.
But I was calling the game. Yeah, I know. I got it. It was great to watch Ranger Suarez have that moment, because he's been really good for the Phillies so far this season. You know, this is a guy that was a starting pitcher, back in the bullpen, starting pitcher, back to the bullpen again, only because they need him there, and then to develop into this back end of the bullpen kind of guy, and now into that closer's role. Now, last night, obviously, he gives up the 2-run home run and allows the Marlins to tie the game. But for the most part, Ranger's been really good, and you can see the kind of intestinal fortitude, shall I say, that he has.
It's starting to sound like Ruben Amaro.
Why did he use that word?
Ruben uses that all the time.
I did not know that.
He said the other night, I forget where I listened to him at, but he said that Ranger has balls.
Okay, well that's...
I'm quoting, I'm not paraphrasing. Ruben said that. Friend of the program, Ruben Amaro Jr.
That's right, but intestinal fortitude is what we're allowed to say on TV. I don't think you're allowed to say balls on TV, so there you go.
We're not on TV, Murray.
Yeah, I know. We can say that. Quimby said that.
I didn't hear the turkey sounder from Jansen in the studio.
Well, whatever he has it. And stones and guts and all of that good stuff. And he's been pretty good on the back end. So hopefully the Phils can bail him out today. And, you know, you feel good about, you know, going forward into game two today. This first game is really kind of important. You know, when you stop to think about it, you and I were just talking. If all goes right, and I don't know that it will today, if everything goes right, but if the Mets were to lose, Phillies win both those games, Phillies are one game out in the NL East at the end of today. I mean, that is possible. So, you know, things are starting to heat up. They're the favorite. Quinby's excited. I can see it. They're the favorite right now in Vegas to win the NL East. So it might have to do more with the other teams in the East, but regardless, a trip back to the postseason is what the goal is here in 2021. I'm pulling for it. I'm rooting for it.
And the wheels are starting to fall off the Mets. They lost Lindor. He has a grade 2 oblique strain. Jacob DeGrom leads the league in MRIs this season. Yep. And again, no structural damage. But the fact that he has those issues, that takes away. That's your two best players right there.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be looking at, you know, I don't know when DeGrom's going to be back. I would probably envision he's going to miss a week or two at least. And then Lindor, I mean, that's at least a month right there in and of itself.
Yeah.
This is right here going into the trade deadline in a couple weeks, Murph. This is time right now that the Phillies have to take advantage of the situation, especially with divisional opponents on the schedule outside of the two against the Yankees this upcoming week.
And you can bet the New York Mets are going to make some moves. They are. They're absolutely not going to allow a couple of injuries derail them at this point. They've got the money. We know that. They're going to bring in some players. So you're right. Before that happens, while these guys are down, Phillies need to make some moves. The Mets have lost 2 in a row to the Pirates. They lost in walk-off fashion last night.
Man, such a
game-winning grand slam by
such
the Pirates.
A shame.
Yeah, I know. It was heartbreaking. I felt bad for them. But, you know, this is the time. You're right. You've got to take advantage of other teams down. The Phillies have had their fair share of injuries this year, and other teams took advantage. So now you need to do the same. We'll see.
All right, so going back to Colorado here, let's talk a little bit about the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby. Did you watch either?
I watched the All-Star Game. I love the All-Star Game. I think the Me All-Star too. Game is one of the best non-sporting events, if that makes any sense. You know, non-competitive events. It is. It's fun to watch. I think the guys enjoy being there. They play hard. Baseball is the kind of sport where you can kind of give it 100%, not really have to worry about injury so much. So I loved that Zach Wheeler threw three pitches. I love that, you know, from a selfish standpoint. That's all we needed to see out of
Man, the uproar about that. I'm like, why are you guys complaining? He leads the league
exactly.
in innings pitched.
It was a good thing. And he came in and did his job, JT. Hits the home run. So the All-Star Game was great. And I know your other question is going to be, did I watch the Home Run Derby?
I'm going to say
Did that happen? I couldn't even tell you if
come
that
on, man. Yo,
no
I'm going to tell you this, Murph. The Home Run Derby needs to be in Coors Field every single year.
I agree with you.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't need to be televised or anything, but it could be in Coors Field.
Well, at least you don't have Chris Berman anymore. You know, back.
You know, early on, I thought, you know, Berman made it fun. It, after 20 years of that, it got a little old, honestly. But to me, the Home Run Derby is just there, and I didn't pay much attention to it. Pete Alonso won, right?
Pete Alonso won, and it was just effortless for him. Here's a cool statistic that I found out about Pete Alonso in regards to the Home Run Derby. His career salary earnings, $1,473,449. Career Home Run Derby earnings,
$2 million. $2 million.
Just for doing two Home Run Derbies, he's made more money than that. But I'll tell you what, I give the guy credit. For a guy that has not made a lot of money in his career, he donated $50,000 of his Derby winnings to the Wounded Warrior Project and another $50,000 to benefit 9/11 first responders.
Yeah, and kudos to him for that. That is awesome. And from everything I understand, I've interviewed Pete once or twice. It certainly seems like a decent guy, but from everything I hear, he is a decent guy inside that clubhouse to their fans up there in New York. So that's all great. But my argument is, if you want to watch the Home Run Derby, then come out to BP any other day, you know, because that's all it is. It's glorified batting practice. So I don't know. It doesn't do much for me.
The fun part that I liked about the All-Star Game, I liked the fact that they mic'd the players. I enjoyed the time that they had with Fernando Tatis in the field, and then when he was at bat, and they're asking him, like, oh, what are you looking for here? He's like, oh, fastball.
Yeah.
Fastball.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he gets back into the dugout, but then, like, it was really bad, though, when they had Liam Hendricks, the closer for the White Sox, and he's on the mound, and he didn't even know that they could hear him. So, like, they had, like, I guess they had their finger on the dumb button pretty well for that.
But you better.
I thought that was a lot of fun. And Vladimir Guerrero hitting that 468-foot bomb into third and becoming All-Star Game MVP. A lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah, the All-Star Game is great. And Luis is asking us a question here on StreamYard, and I want to answer it because he's asking, what did you guys think about the uniforms that Major League Baseball had, uniforms? When I was growing up, back in the day, when we were all growing up, watching the All-Star Game. One of the cool things was watching these guys on the line, all the different uniforms lined up, and you could pick out your team, and you could see. That was so great. What Major League Baseball did this year, changing that, to me, is just absolutely awful. It was terrible. What a bad decision by Major League Baseball. I hope they revert to it next year. Look, let them wear the same uniforms during BP. Let them wear them during the Home Run Derby. But when the game starts, I want to see all those colors. I want to see the array of different teams, all 30 teams represented. That's part of it. You know, that's part of the experience.
I agree.
Right?
I didn't like
good question, Luis.
I did not like the uniforms, but I did like the hats. I thought the hats were really cool.
And that's all fine. But for me, they want to sell those, and that's
which is fine. I'm going to buy one.
Which is fine.
I'm buying one.
Which is fine. But
don't
they don't
tell
have
me what to
wear
do,
them.
Murph, I'm buying one.
Yeah, buy me one too. But you don't have to wear them during the game. I want them wearing their uniforms during the game. Enough said. That's.
I agree with you. I like seeing a player, a Phillies player on first base, and he has to, you know, swipe second base, and he has the dirt all over that.
Absolutely.
You know, that white Phillies pinstripe home jersey. It's awesome. I love it.
Agreed.
So we don't have a lot of Phillies to talk about. I mean, we do have, you know, the situations from the last couple days. Obviously, the Phillies are going to pick up Saturday's game today at 1:05. They're going to finish that game up. Ranger Suarez last night came in. It was a 2-0 game. You ever see the movie Rookie of the Year?
No.
Henry Rowan Gardner?
No.
All right. So he's going up against a guy on the Mets, and his name's Hato.
Okay.
All right. So last night, I'm sitting there. My wife is on the couch, and I'm making a drink, and I turn around. There's a runner on base, and I turn around, and I see there's a back camera shot of Jesus Aguilar walking up to the plate, and I'm like, oh, this ain't good. I was like, there's Hato. So then I'm pouring into my glass, and my wife's like, oh, my God. And I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to pour more into my drink. It was just, like, I already knew what had happened before he got to the plate. And that's not a knock against Ranger Suarez or the Phillies bullpen as a whole. It's just the fact that it seems like Aguilar just does this all the time to us. It's him and Pablo Sandoval, Kung Fu Panda. Every single time you're feeling good. And then these guys just walk to the plate and they would just want to go ahead and
you could put Freddie Freeman on that list, too.
Yeah, he does.
But you're right. Jesus Aguilar, who, by the way, leads the National League in RBIs right now. I think he has, what, 68?
Him and Duvall are one.
Yeah, well, they were, and now with that home run, I think Aguilar jumped in front of him. But the very small middle part of that lineup for the Marlins is unbelievably productive right now for them. They don't have a whole lot else offensively, but, man, they have some really good arms. You know, Marlins give the Phillies fits. We know that, and the Phillies need to figure that out and figure it out quickly if you're going to win
the
division.
Today?
Yeah, today would be. How about in about an hour and a half? That would be perfect.
Does Alvarado start the game today?
You know, that's an interesting question. As I was preparing over at the ballpark for our pregame show, I was getting my notes together and I'm writing down the situation and Alvarado obviously was on the mound when the rain came yesterday. I couldn't remember the count. You remember the count? Was it 1-1?
Yeah, I think it was
1-1. Pitches. Yeah. I know. So 1-1 to John Birdie, and I thought to myself, I wonder if Alvarado comes out and starts this game. I'm not sure. You know, I guess technically he needs to face three batters. I don't know what the rule is because of the
rain.
That's
interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll find out. We'll all learn something new today.
Well, I hope he does. Because at that point, you got to burn another pitcher. I mean, the guys that already pitched last night, you can't bring them back in to pitch today.
Well.
Because you're finishing that game.
Well, you can't have
so, like,
pitch
you can't,
in
you
game.
Can't bring Archie Bradley.
Correct.
You can't bring Suarez. You can't bring I mean, he's your best option. I think you got to start with him.
Okay.
But looking at the doubleheader on Friday, Murph, and, you know, Eflin laid an egg that night. In the second game, the Phillies are 7-1 when Matt Moore starts a game. Insane. But I'll tell you what, this is what stands out to me, Murph, about this Phillies team. And we got a couple minutes here before we go on break here at Bud Light Baseball Brunch. The Phillies bench, and me and my buddy Mike talked about this over the last few days. I think this Phillies bench is the best Phillies bench since they won the World Series. They have depth on this bench. They have pop on this bench. Like, if you look at it, like, straight across, Jankowski's played well outside of that first bumble that he had on the base pass. Mm-hmm. Torres has played well. Bamboo Brad Miller. I mean, this bench of the Phillies is one of the best it's been since those years.
It's an interesting. I'd have to go back and look and see what the bench looked like in 10 and 11. Even 12.
Brian Schneider,
I don't remember specifically
Ross Glode,
but certainly, you know, the 08 bench was terrific, and they needed every single one of those guys. So look, you can't win, you cannot win a division, you cannot win in the postseason if you do not have all 26 guys contributing. You need your bench players to come up and play well. To your point, Ronald Torres, he might be the MVP, the offensive MVP. Well, I should say the position player MVP of this team. He has been outstanding offensively in the moments that he needed to be, defensively all the time. And he's been great. So much fun to watch. You talk about a guy who just loves playing the game of baseball. It just exudes out of his pores. And I love it. I love watching Torres play.
You know, Torres is like a good neighbor. You deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it.
We did.
And we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Ronald Torres are there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Coming up right after break, we are going to ask Murph. We had a very popular reaction when we did it in our second show, after our inaugural show over there at Philly Live Casino, right?
Yep.
We had a lot of fun with that. I'm going to be asking Murph questions and some this or that's rapid fire. Make sure you guys come back right here with us on Bud Light Baseball Brunch right after these messages.
How are you, sir? Oh, welcome back. We are on. All right. I was saying hi to Hollis Thomas, who's in the house. Tank is here. And we're listening to a little Hooters as well. Come on, Quimmy.
Yeah, Quimmy.
Sing it with me.
Woo!
That's right. Welcome back to Bud Light Brunch here at 1100 Social. in South Philadelphia as we get ready for the Phillies and Marlins today, hoping for two Phillies wins. And a reminder, the next sip, a small plastic drink pouch that frees your hands while keeps your beverage in the ready position. N-E-C-K, next sip. Time to free up those hands and wear your drink, everyone. It holds any beverage, even bottles, cans, and snacks. Text with both hands and drink at the same time. Visit nextsip.com and follow them at nextsip. Customize it any way you want. Perfect for sporting events, Philly born and USA made. Only $5 each, 50% off when you use the code GREENLEGION. Again, visit nextsip.com and follow them at nextsip.
All right. Quimby loves us coming back from break to the Hooters. He's going to have a big surprise when we come back for our second break. And
you know what? How can you not like the Hooters? It's like saying you don't like the Liberty Bell.
I mean, it's coming from a guy that plays Photograph by Def Leppard every single show.
Oh, I like that song too, though.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, Diaz is the one that really doesn't like that one. But hey, welcome back to Bud Light Baseball Brunch down here at 1100 Social at Xfinity Live. Phillies Marlins, we're going to play two this afternoon. Should I say two? Or I'm hoping for like one and one.
Yeah,
ninth.
One inning. And hopefully. Yeah. And then nine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eight and a half. Actually.
Let's do that. So, hey, welcome back again. Bud Light Baseball Brunch down here and alongside Greg Murphy. I'm Chris Sack. And to answer the question from the trivia question, that way we can award the four tickets for Friday, July 23rd, against the Atlanta Braves at 7:05. The question was, who was the last Philly before JT Realmuto to hit a home run in an All-Star game, and what year did they do it in? The answer is Michael Jack Schmidt in 1981, 40 years ago, Murph, was the last time. So congratulations.
That is hard to believe.
It is. Yeah, seriously. All those players, Howard, Rollins, Utley, Darren Dalton,
one of them would have gone yard.
40 years. Steve Clark, congratulations. You won the tickets. I'll shoot you an email later
there
on.
There you go, Steve.
As Steve is a repeat winner from early on in the season. Enjoy the game on Friday night. I hope you look forward to it just as much as we do, giving away those tickets. Now, everybody, it is time for Ask Murph.
Murph. All right.
And listen, I like putting Murph in uncomfortable positions. So Murph is normally the interviewer. But now he's going to be the interviewee.
That's right.
So I'm going to put you on the hot seat here, Murph. I have 10 questions, and then we have rapid fire this or that.
Okay. Let's do it.
I got eight of those. All right. Number one, best sporting event that you've ever attended that you were not covering.
Okay. Okay. So that's, for me, that's easy, actually. About 7-8 years ago, myself and my dad, my brother, my brother-in-law, my uncles, my cousins, we flew to Ireland and saw, Navy play Notre Dame in college football.
That's awesome.
Over there in Dublin. And we also made it into a week-long, golf trip in Ireland. So that Navy, Notre Dame football team at the time, I was rooting for Notre Dame because I've always liked Notre Dame football. My son's now at Navy, so now I would be pulling for Navy at this point. But awesome football game. And Notre Dame smoked them. But regardless, it was a lot of fun. So that's the best one for sure.
Okay, so what's the best baseball game you've ever attended that you were not a media member for?
All right, so that's easy for me because it's one of my great memories. I went with a group of friends on a Green Legion trip to Chicago. And we went, there was about 20 of us, and sat up on the rooftop and watched the Phillies beat the Cubs. It was before I joined NBC Sports Philadelphia. I was working for CN8 at the time and was not covering the Phils on a daily basis. And we went out there. We had the time of our lives. We lost one of my buddies that was on that trip soon after to ALS. He was fighting ALS at the time. So it was a special time for us. The Phillies won. I think they won 3 out of 4. That trip. So it was a great trip.
Was that Labor Day weekend in 2008?
It could have been. Yeah, that sounds about right. So
they ran out of alcohol on that rooftop because we were there too.
Hey, stop pointing fingers, all right?
I'm just saying.
I drank my fair share,
so
I admit.
So did we. We were piling up the cups and all that stuff. It was a blast, man. They're supposed to be prepared for that. They were not prepared for us.
Not prepared for the Green Legion, that's for sure. And folks, when I tell you, I am before I ever joined Green Legion Radio, I was a traveler with the Green Legion twice, and it is one of the best times. So, yeah, great memory.
Go to greenlegion.com and sign up for a trip today. Got plenty of them this upcoming season. We're back, baby. We weren't in last season,
but
Vegas, Denver, Dallas, we're going to the Jets game. Yeah, Atlanta, Carolina, D.C. on my birthday, baby. We're taking the buses down. Let's go.
There you go.
We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Second question for you here, Murph. in our first round of questions for Ask Murph on our second show ever, I asked what your favorite ballpark was that you've been to. Give me your top five.
All right, so my favorite ballpark, the answer to that question, is always San Francisco, just because of the entire setup there. It's a gorgeous ballpark. It's right there on the water. Generally, it's pretty good weather, although you can get some cold nights there in San Fran. But it's a great place if you haven't been. So San Fran's number one. Pittsburgh is number two. Again, spectacular setting for a ballpark. You overlook
the
river, and you got the skyline in the background. They did an absolutely gorgeous job building that ballpark. So Pittsburgh's number two. Dodger Stadium, for me, is number three. As a member of the media, you come in at the very top of the ballpark when you walk in, and you're looking down. And that's a big ballpark.
Yeah, you're walking down into the ravine.
Yeah, so you start at the top, and you make your way down. And, man, it is one of the most beautiful sights in baseball. So Dodger Stadium is number three. And I also have a really good seat there when I was doing the television. It was awesome. So, and then Chicago, Boston would round it out 4 or 5, because, you know, Wrigley, I like Wrigley a little bit better than Fenway for whatever reason. I think partly because of the memories I have there. But those two ballparks, if you haven't been and you're a baseball fan, you got to get there. And they've done a really nice job over the last couple of years kind of renovating both of those ballparks to get them up to, you know, standards today. But yet they have still that old ballpark feel. So if you're planning a trip and you haven't been to either one of those two, I would absolutely recommend.
Real quick, and we were just talking about Green Legion and doing trips. Releasing tomorrow, which is Monday, okay? Monday, July 19th, releasing tomorrow. 100 spots for the Jets game on December 5th, only $169 per person. Make sure you guys go there. You're going to get all the benefits of the tailgate, a game ticket, all the good stuff. Jets fans are the biggest bunch of they're worse fans than us. But I'll tell you what, I hate Jets fans. But, hey, if you want to go to New York and you want to go to MetLife, have fun with that.
There you go.
All right. Number three, for fans that like to travel, your favorite city to travel to. Take the ballpark out of the equation, nightlife, things to do for fun, the food, the culture, etc. What do you got?
Yeah, so, well, Chicago's number one. Chicago in the summer is one of the best places to visit.
I absolutely agree.
It's such a great city. You talk about, you know, nightlife and in terms of restaurants and bars and stuff. And we stay right there on the, what do they call it?
The Miracle Mile.
Yeah, so we stay right there. And there's so much going on. It's a great, great city. And very close behind is San Diego. San Diego, the hotel in San Diego that the team stays at is actually connected to the ballpark, literally connected. I could get from the field to my own room in about 45 seconds. No lie.
You know that pretty
close.
Easy after
well,
the one
yes.
time. Yeah.
Yes, I needed to
well,
do
we'll,
that.
We won't talk about that on air today. We'll save that story for another time.
Yeah. Look, I'm still trying to get a job. So.
What, working with me is not good enough for the American?
Another job, that's all. Just another job. But, so Chicago, San Diego, 1-2.
Speaking of stories, your number one, your funniest Charlie Manuel story.
Okay, so Charlie is one of the most wonderful folks on the planet, and I think people here probably know that. So many of us have had a chance to interact with Charlie Manuel because he's always around, he's always available. But one of the funniest moments that I had with Charlie was my first season with the team back in 2012, and we were not playing well late in the season, and I was getting on the team bus after a loss. I'm pretty sure we were in Miami, and we had just lost, and Charlie made it onto the bus before me, which is odd because he sits in the first seat. The manager sits in the first seat right when you get on the bus. The broadcaster sit in the back. So I was getting on the bus, and Charlie looked up at me and said, "Hey, Merv, where's that beeping Irish luck you're supposed to be bringing us?" And I said, "Hey, Charlie, I didn't pitch tonight." Neither did we, you know. That was Charlie. So, he's magical man, Charlie Manuel.
Real quick, Chicago-wise.
Yeah.
If you're ever out there for a game at Wrigley, go to Irish Oak, Philly-owned and operated our good friend Eric Bayless, Green Legionnaire. It's the best bar at Wrigley, bar none. Giggity.
You had me at Irish.
The mimosas are good there, too.
But, yeah, Irish Oak.
All right.
Philly-owned and operated right at Wrigley Field.
I'm going to do that.
Awesome sauce. This one is from my good buddy, Kevin Calk. If you could be a field reporter for any baseball team ever, who would you choose?
Yeah, so you mean in history, right?
Like in history.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, I would say the Phillies, but you mean
Like years, like one year. one year of any team.
All right, I think I would probably pick the 1993 Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, why not, right? Can you imagine hanging out with those guys on a nightly basis? Now, I've worked with so many of those guys over the years, and I know that they're terrific guys. What a magical season that was. I was in college, or just graduating college at the time. 93 Phillies. Yeah, put me on the field for them. That'd be awesome.
I like it. Out of the former Phillies big three of Utley, Rollins, and Howard, who would more likely be a guest that you could get to come on our show, Bud Light Baseball Brunch? Who does Murph have more street cred with out of those guys?
Oh, come on, I could get all three of them. I'd get them all right now.
Should I bring them over? Not on me.
Actually, I would say probably Jimmy. You know, Jimmy is if you get to Jimmy and you can and lock him down, he really enjoys being part of the media. You know, he's doing games for NBC now. He is so much fun to be around. I think he would enjoy coming on, and maybe we get him on. But Ryan is a close second. I think Ryan would also be a guy that we could pull in here one of these days.
So. Do you have Chase Utley's phone number in your phone?
I'd have to look. I might. Yeah. I used to. I think I probably do.
I'm not asking for my purposes. Yeah. You know, there's ladies in the crowd here. I'm sure that they want that.
All right. Uh-oh, Quimby's got some thoughts.
I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to take the mic today, but I got a funny story here. All right. We give away Philly's finest swimsuit calendars for free here during a baseball brunch.
Yes, you do.
And we have the beautiful B.J. Grady. Thank you. The beautiful B.J. Grady with us. Of course, she's not doing any work right now, but her daughter is out front, Devin, saying this: "Do you want a calendar with my mom in it?" Awesome sauce.
Love it.
Can only get that here in South Philadelphia, that's for sure.
All right, Murph, we got four more questions here, and then we got rapid fire, so we got to hurry up here. The one movie that if it's on TV, you immediately stop what you're doing and have to watch it.
All right, so I'm going to give you two answers real quick. Shawshank Redemption for the drama, you know, era, and comedy, Tommy Boy. Those two right there.
Good call there.
Yeah.
Your go-to song at a wedding that is going to get you out on the dance floor to bust a groove. For example, mine is Poison by Bell Biv DeVoe.
Okay, all right.
That right there is going to rope me out on the dance floor, and I'm going
to
go nuts.
I don't need a whole lot of coaxing to get out there on the dance floor, to be quite honest with you. I'm a guy that once the bar is open, I'm out there on the dance floor. But I'll say You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC, right?
Okay.
That'll get me going. And Last Dance, I mean, everybody gets out there for Last Dance, right? I don't know who sings that, but... Who sings Last Dance?
The Last Dance.
Yeah, that one.
Tonight. Is that
who
what
is it? Anybody?
I don't know.
Donna Summers. Yeah. So there you go.
Big fan over there. Mama Nonnamaker. She's all in. All right. Favorite ride at Disney World?
Favorite ride at Disney World. It's funny. My real estate partner is in Disney World right now, and she texted me they were in line at Soarin', which I believe is an Epcot, right?
Good ride.
A cool, cool ride. So, you know, if you're talking all of Disney, I would say Soarin'. If you're talking the Magic Kingdom, I would have to go with Dumbo, right? No?
Dumbo's there. Come on, man. Space
Mountain? Yeah.
Splash Mountain.
Well, Splash Mountain. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like Splash
Mountain. All right, give me Splash Mountain.
There you go.
That's
Splash Mountain. If you said it's a small world, I'd smack the crap out of you.
Oh, I just like the song.
Last one before the rapid fires. All of your kids are older now.
Yes.
Okay? I have two young kids. What's the biggest thing that you miss about them being younger?
Oh, my God. There's not one answer to that, right? You know, as parents, we know every age is awesome as they go through their childhood. You know, although infant years were a little rough for me. I like my sleep. But I don't know. I guess I just miss their just, like, complete innocence. You know, I could tell them that daddy can change the light to green. Here, watch this. And then the light would turn. I said, see, I have magic powers. And they believe you, that kind of thing. They stopped believing about 18 at that. So I miss so much about them being young. But I will tell you this, when they're older, teenagers and older, it's cool to hang out with them, too. And you know, you get to know them as young adults, and that's fun, too. So.
All right.
There you go.
This or that rapid fire.
All right.
I give you two options. You give me one. The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Beatles.
Billy Joel or Elton John?
Billy Joel.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Neither, but I guess Star Wars.
Burgers or hot dogs?
Burgers.
Pool or the beach?
Pool.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Interviewer or interviewee?
Interviewer.
Larry Anderson or Chris Sack?
Who's Larry Anderson? That one's not even close. There you go.
All right.
Kasak. You wanted me to say it, didn't you?
Well, I want to see where I ranked.
Right ahead of Larry Anderson.
I'm happy I'm above LA.
Love you, LA. You know that.
All right. Cherry Hill Triplex is the premier New Jersey Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram dealer serving South Jersey and all of the Delaware Valley. They have a huge selection of new and used vehicles from which to choose. Cherry Hill Triplex, online and offline. Customers enjoy vehicle specials every day. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram service and parts, and online inventory and outstanding financing options, making Cherry Hill Triplex the preferred dealer serving the entire Delaware Valley. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram buyers. Get ready and set up a test drive. Visit us in Cherry Hill, New Jersey today. On the other side, can Murph make up ground with our weekly picks? He's falling behind the sack attack. Can he get back on his feet? We'll find out on Bud Light Baseball Brunch right after these messages.
You can never get enough of the Hooters on a Sunday morning here in South Philadelphia.
Hold on, let's just wait for that to break here. Quimby.
He can't even hear.
Quimby, pay attention.
I don't care what he says. Best music ever. Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge and the website is even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports.
All right, welcome back for our last segment here on this beautiful Sunday morning down here for Bud Light Baseball Brunch at 1100 Social, Xfinity Live, ahead of Phillies Marlins at 105, and a second game, a full game right after that. Thank you guys for joining us again down here. It's a lot of fun. Make sure you guys, before you guys leave today, we do have some Green Legion Radio shirts to give away. So after the show, make sure you guys come up here and grab them. And then I have a couple hats to give away that I got at the Father's Day game, if anybody wants those for the Phillies. What do you got, Quimby?
And if another Hooters song comes on, you're going to have a host position to give away today.
Yeah, well... Well, I guess next week we're going to have Bud Light Baseball Brunch with Murph and Quimby.
And not the Hooters?
What?
Fire it up!
Get it, Jansen.
That's Philly, baby.
All right. Now let's get to our weekly picks. I know everybody loves our weekly pick segment.
No, let's stop. Murph. They love your weekly picks. Mine, they're having to remortgage their homes.
Oh, man, I hope.
Yeah, thank you, Jansen.
All right, so we like to take three betting lines each, but this week Murph is going to go four because
right.
Murph had a rainout last week. So Murph went 1-1 with a rainout, and I went 2-1. So Murph now has fallen to 18-21-1 on the season, and the sack attack is riding high right now, baby. 23-18 winners. Weekly winners in four out of the last 5 weeks. Murph, you just can't stop the madness. You can't do it.
That's all right. Second half of the season is upon us, and I'm about to turn things around.
This is not over.
Turn it around.
Yeah. Actually, it was over for you, Connor. You should retire. Money line, run line, over under run totals. Murph, give me your first pick this week.
All right. So I need to get back in this. So I'm going to I'm looking for some low-hanging fruit if I could.
Yeah,
Dodgers and Rockies. Dodgers and Rockies. David Price versus John Gray in this one. Dodgers have won four in a row. I know it's hard to sweep any team, as even one as bad as the Colorado Rockies, but I believe that LA will do that today. So I say they make it five in a row. Dodgers over the Rockies this afternoon out there in Colorado.
Okay. All right. So everybody bet the Rockies. I'm sorry.
Including me.
I meant to think that. I didn't mean to say it out loud. My first pick, everyone's going to disagree with and everybody is rooting against, including myself, but I'm going to do it anyway. The Mets have lost the first two games in this series last night in heartbreaking fashion. They had no Lindor. DeGrom's not pitching today. They're at -142. Taijuan Walker's pitching for him. All-star Taijuan Walker. There's no way the Mets can get swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. At least I hope they do, but... Nonetheless, I make out good either way. Either you take my pick, you make some money, or the Mets lose and the Phillies make up and they can get to it in one game. So I'm playing with house money right here, baby. So I'm going to take the Mets -142.
All right. I looked at that game and I thought to myself, yeah, the Mets are going to win this game and I could make that pick and I could improve. But I have a soul, all right? So I cannot pick the New York Mets.
You know, the last time we were down here.
That was last time. I cannot pick.
No. We're going to go back, but we're going to play that on next week's program. You taking the Mets to beat the Padres.
Did I win that game?
No, you lost.
Well, there you go. The Mets are awful for so many reasons. There you go.
All right. So.
All right. Next game for me. This is game two because the Blue Jays and Texas are playing a doubleheader today. So I'm going first, my pick, Blue Jays in Texas. Second game of their doubleheader. It's Mike Foltynewicz versus Steven Matz. And, you know, Texas is another team that is just brutal. They're just a bad baseball team. So I'm taking the Blue Jays in game two to win that. Again, low-hanging fruit, I'm hoping. And that'll be my pick. All right? You like that? Thank you, Jensen.
All right.
Do you?
I do.
Okay, good.
I did. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go with the Oakland A's today, minus 174 against Cleveland. They split the first two games of this series. Chris Bassett, all-star, on the hill today for the A's. At home, cash it in with the A's today. Okay. Murph, third
all
pick.
Right. All right, finally, Red Sox, Yankees, Martin Perez and Jameson Taillon on the hill. This is a tough one for me because part of me is saying take the under in this, but I'm going to go over. I do think they're going to score some runs today. Taillon hasn't been very good all season
not
long.
At all.
Yeah, so I'm expecting both teams to score some runs. Perez has been good, but I think they can score. So Red Sox Yankees over 9.5. I'm taking the over. Let's see a lot of runs tonight. That's Sunday Night Baseball, right?
That is Sunday. Yeah. Oh, of course, it's Red Sox Yankees.
That was a dumb question. Right?
If you don't think that ESPN is trying to take care of that low hanging fruit, you'd be insane. I'm taking over this week as well. But I think I've only taken one under all season long. But I this is where, like, if I go 2-1, it's normally my over under. But I'm going to take over 10 runs, minus 110. Orioles at the Royals. Matt Harvey is starting for the Orioles with his 7.7 ERA. 7.7.
Okay. That's absolutely dreadful.
Yeah, that's pathetic. So I'm going to take the over in that game. The Dark Knight will continue to get shellacked, and we're going to cash that portion of the ticket in. Now, Murph, you owe me another pick.
All right.
So that way we're back on an even playing field heading into next week.
Okay. By the way, that one I don't like of your picks. That's a lot of runs for two bad teams. I hear your logic behind it, but who am I to argue? Okay. You know what? So you told me that I needed one more pick, so I'm going to go back to the Blue Jays and Texas, and I'm going to take the Blue Jays in game one. I'm talking about a doubleheader sweep, which I know is difficult to do in Major League Baseball, even over a bad team like Texas. But I'm going Blue Jays win them both today down there in Arlington. So that is my bonus pick. Take it for what it's worth.
And what is it worth?
Not a whole lot of nothing. Yeah.
All right, not a problem. So those are our picks. I'm sure Chad's going to post those to our Twitter page, so make sure you guys check them out before the game starts at 1 o'clock. But until then, can you believe it? Love it every single week. That sounder just gets the juices flowing. It's just enough juices to get us through the last 5 minutes of the show. Actually, in this case, we have 8 minutes to play.
Wow.
We're not up against it like we normally are.
All right.
So we have time. We have flexibility here, Murph. Just in case.
I can't even touch my toes. I'm not very flexible.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. I mean, God. You know, but just in case our unruly house guest wants to jump on the mic for a fourth time, we have a little bit of flexibility in our program. So, Murph. Two things that we found interesting from Major League Baseball over the last week.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we didn't have a lot to go off of this past week, but some good All-Star game nuggets as well. So let's see what you have. What's your first one?
All right, well, I'm going to go just back to last night and what happened to those poor New York Mets. Jacob Stallings hits a walk-off grand slam after the Pirates trailed by 6 runs to the Mets in the 8th inning. All right, so 6 runs in the 8th inning. They end up winning it. Teams were 314 and 0 when leading after by 6 runs or more in the 8th this season prior to that grand slam by Stallings. So that 314-1 because the Mets blew it last night.
All right. Well, I'm also going to bash the other New York baseball team because after their implosion last week on Sunday against the Astros, Major League Baseball teams were 493-2 when leading by 4+ runs entering the 9th inning this season. The Yankees lost both of those games.
Wow. How about that? That is unbelievable.
Right? So
I love this sport.
Yeah,
so many cool
there's
things.
Always yeah. something that you can go off of. What's your second one for
me? All right, so this is another one that it's just kind of cool when you think about, you know, you see things and you don't realize that you're witnessing history or a part of history. So Jake Cronenworth of the Padres was the third player in Major League Baseball history to appear in the All-Star game and then hit for the cycle in their first game back after the All-Star game. Who are the other two? You got to guess? Got to go way back. Well, at least for one of them.
Go ahead.
All right. Joe DiMaggio did it, and Brooks Robinson did it.
Wow.
So Joe DiMaggio, Brooks Robinson, and now Jake Cronenworth of the San Diego Padres hitting for a cycle after being in the All-Star game.
Now this isn't my second one, but I got this one from Bob Nightingale on Twitter. It was the third Padre to hit for the cycle, the first one to do it outside of Coors Field.
Oh, how about that? All right.
The other two in Padres history were done in Coors Field.
Okay.
Unbelievable. You know, like you said, it's crazy. Like you know, what stats you can gather.
Can I stay on that same game? The Padres in that game had so many amazing things happen. How about this? Jay Cronenworth hits for the cycle. Will Myers hits a grand slam. The last time a team had a cycle and a grand slam in the same game was exactly 11 years ago to the date.
Wow.
When Benji Molina did both for the Texas
Whoa.
Rangers. How about that?
Wow.
Hits for the cycle and a grand slam in the same game.
All
there
right.
you go.
My last one for Can You Believe for this week. Players in Major League Baseball history with 30-plus home runs, 200-plus hits, 20-plus stolen bases, 40-plus doubles, 100-plus RBI, 100-plus runs, and a 300 batting average in their first 162 career games.
Wow.
Just one. Bo Bichette.
You talk about filling up the box score right there. How about that? I did not realize his numbers were that. I mean, he's a good, really good young player, but man, those numbers are, that's ridiculous. No one else has ever done that.
Nope.
Bo Bichette.
Just
All right.
Bo Bichette. All right, so
Dante must be proud.
God, you sure? Yeah. You sure it all should be. All right, so we have today's finale from last night.
Yeah.
And then we have the game right after that, which is going to be the fourth game in the series. Hopefully, Zach Wheeler is starting that game. Zach Wheeler is starting that game, and hopefully the Phillies can get a 3-1 series victory over the Marlins. We'll find out at 105 today as we pick up in the top of the 10th. Day off on Monday, and then we have a two-game series up in the Bronx against the New York Yankees.
Yep.
Aaron Nola is going to return. We're not going to get into that, but he's going to return on Tuesday and pitch against the Yankees. Pitched very well against them the last time he faced them here at Citizens Bank Park. And then we start a four-game series against the Braves on Thursday, which is the beginning of an eight-game homestand. Not many eight-game homestands, but four against the Braves, four against the Nationals. This is a big week for us, Murph, because it's leading up. We got 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks now, until the trade deadline. And
yep.
we got to see where this team is at in those couple weeks. But hopefully we can make up a little bit more ground in those New York Mets.
Yeah, you know, so you had the four against the Marlins and then four against the Braves and four against the Nationals. 12 games of your next 14, you know, including this weekend, against the National League East. That's what the Phillies had coming out of the break. You know, you need to beat the teams in your division to win the division. The Phillies have a terrific opportunity to beat up on some teams that are right now they're down. The Braves are down and the Nats are down. Now whether they make some moves at the trade deadline to kind of make them a little
the Braves
stronger.
Braves already added Jock
Peterson.
Yeah,
they added Jock Peterson, which isn't a huge move, but he had a home run last night in his first start. But right now these teams are ripe for the picking. They really are. The Phillies have to go out and take care of their own business at home against the NL East. If they do that for the rest of this season, they will win this division.
All right, so we have a little bit of time here. We got a few minutes left. So,
can I ask, is there a meteorologist in the house? Because things have just turned a little gray down here. There was no rain in the forecast, but if you look right now, the wind's starting to pick up, and what's happening?
It is Philadelphia in July,
man,
so
it can't rain.
Yes.
I need to change my picks.
Well, hey, Wheeler's pitching today, so let's hopefully not take the
That's
over.
That's a good point.
All right, so real quick, we got a couple minutes here. So there's some changes that are going to be going into effect because the CBA is up after this year, Murph. So it looks like Major League Baseball, according to, you know, Commissioner Rob Manfred, now take it for a grain of salt, it is Rob Manfred. Is it me or any time that this guy is in front of public? Like last year when he said that the Dodgers were World Series champions and gave him the trophy, and then the other day when Vladimir Guerrero was the MVP of the All-Star game, is it me or does this guy look like he's drunk? Like his speech is slurred. Like you're supposed to represent the game. Nonetheless, I'm not going to dive into that. We'll talk about. I'll add that for a second segment next week. No, I'm kidding. Banning or limiting defensive shifts, Elimination of 7-inning doubleheaders, thank God.
Yeah.
Elimination of the ghost runner, the zombie
Amen.
Runner
yep.
on second base in extra innings. Thank God to that. And possibly extend the DH to the National League. Which one of these do you look forward to the most, Murph?
What to get? Well, okay, so I think getting rid of the zombie runner in extra innings, it's just not baseball to me when they do that. So I'm looking forward to that going away. That needs to go away. 7-inning doubleheaders, as much as it's great when you're working at the ballpark and the day's a little shorter and you're able to get out of there a little quicker. I'm a traditionalist, so I don't really want that either. Give me back the 9-inning doubleheaders. I'm fine with that.
The banning or limiting defensive shifts.
I'm for that. I'm for banning defensive shifts, yeah.
I'm right there with it.
With some limits, because I do think you have to have a little bit of latitude, but maybe feet on the dirt when the pitch is thrown, that kind of thing. Two infielders on each side of the bag, a second base bag, when the pitch is thrown. I'm for that. I think we need to get to that a little bit more. And then DH in the National League, let me tell you, that's coming. Whether you like it or not. It's coming. It is a lock that the DH is coming to the National League. I thought I was going to hate it. I didn't hate it last year, so that's fine.
All right. I'm right there with you. I agree with those sentiments because, like, I know changes are coming. Let's not just do too many of them. You know?
Fair,
But the shift, to me, like, Ryan Howard's got to look at it and be like, hey, man, like, can I get back out there?
How about Bryce Harper? How many more base hits would Bryce Harper have? And lot of guys can say that.
Not so much compared to Ryan Howard.
Well, no. Ryan Howard, you're
Ryan
right.
Ryan Howard
it changed the trajectory of his career. It did. But Bryce Harper hits into the shift an awful lot. And I do think that that will benefit him. It's going to benefit players all around the league. But I don't know. I'm for more offense. It will certainly add more offense back into the game.
We need doubles, triples, stolen bases. We need them implemented back in the game.
Yeah.
Some form or another, it's just got to happen.
Yep, I agree.
So thank you, everybody, for coming on down here. Everybody that's down here at 1100 Social at Xfinity Live, you guys were awesome again today. Make sure you guys come on out for August 15th. Go to greenlegion.com and sign up. We'll be back down here. And I think we're going to still try and squeeze one in sometime in September. For those of you guys,
we'll be in a pennant race at that point. Right?
You know it, partner.
That's
we're
right.
all in.
That's right.
But hey, Bud Light Baseball Brunch here at 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. And like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard, we are out of here, baby. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. She was a beat-bop baby on a hard day's night. She was hurt.